This morning, we'd like to see the title, Better Testament, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 14 through 28. For online courses students, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 15, and it is yet far more evident if, in the likeness of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Who is the another priest? That's the first question. Who is another priest? The question two. In verse 21, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. What does this verse mean? The question two, what does verse 21 mean? The last question in verse 22, by so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant or a better testament. Give it. Examples of the better things in this chapter extending to other chapters in these Hebrews book. Okay, that's the last question. The book of Hebrews author, we don't know, but the audience are Jewish Christians. So the Jewish people who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. But the author, we assume that disciple Paul, because the writing style is similar to Paul's epistles. Their main theme is Christians and God's relationship is a grace relationship, not in a legal relationship. Yeah, by keeping certain law, we could be righteous. No, not at all. The law itself teaches us how much I am wrong. So that's why we have a grace relationship with God. By faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, God considered us righteous. Verse 14, for it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. In the book of Exodus, we saw Moses that talks about priesthood coming from the Levi, who was the third son of Jacob, but not Judah. Judas was the fourth son of Jacob. So Jesus Christ came from Judah in the view of genealogy, but the priesthood came from Levi, the third son of Jacob. And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek, here in the like Melchizedek, so similar to Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Another priest talks about Jesus Christ the Lord. So first of all, Melchizedek, you could find out the book of Genesis in chapter 14. So the first of all, Abraham, the beat up five Gentiles kings who attacked Abraham's nephew Lot. So then Genesis chapter 14 verse 18 through 20, just said, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, Salem meaning peace, king of peace. Melchizedek, Mel means king. Kizedek means righteousness, so king of righteousness. Then Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. So Melchizedek, the king, gave bread and wine to whom? To Abraham. Like Jesus Christ, you know, gave bread and wine to his disciples. So bread is a symbol of Jesus' broken body. The wine is a symbol of Jesus' blood shed. You know, like that. He was the priest of God Most High. So Melchizedek, the priest of God. And he blessed him. So priest's function is a mediator. So priest basically, before the people, priest becomes the representative of God. Before God, and priest plays a role of representative of people. So there is a mediator function. Here, Melchizedek priest, Melchizedek before Abraham, who was a man, plays a representative of God, so that kind of role. But before God, but here, looks like Melchizedek king as a similar to God, but priest of the God or Most High. So before God, Melchizedek plays a role of representative of Abraham, like that. He blessed him. Melchizedek blessed Abraham and said, "Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Actually, Abraham defeated five the enemies and five kings, and he gave him a tithe of all. So Abraham gave a tithe, one of the tenths, to Melchizedek. So that's why, you know, some scholars said, you know, Melchizedek might be Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was manifested in the Old Testament. So that's called, you know, theophany. So also, John chapter 8, verses 56 and through 58. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. So Jesus talked to Jewish people about your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, Jesus' day, see my day. And he saw it, Abraham saw it, my day, and was glad. So, see my day, so in the Old Testament, Abraham aged, Abraham, you know, saw Jesus Christ. So Jesus, who might have been, you know, Melchizedek, you know, who met, you know, Abraham. So Jesus is God. So God's manifestations in the Old Testament is called as a theophany. So some scholars said in theophany. Then the Jews said to Jesus, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." I am means, you know, the God's title. So before, so Jesus is God, you know, too. So this is a kind of manifestation of God, you know, who is Jesus. In the Old Testament, when, you know, Abraham met, you know, Melchizedek. So Melchizedek is similitude or is a likelihood of, you know, Jesus Christ, who manifested in the age of Abraham. So Abraham was the grandfather of Jacob. So Abraham's son is Isaac. Isaac's son is Jacob. So that is like that. So some scholars said, you know, the Melchizedek is Jesus, but we actually not, because the Bible says likelihood of Melchizedek, not, you know, Jesus is the same as Melchizedek. Likeness or similitude. So That is a kind of meaning. So the question on another priest, who is another priest, is Jesus Christ, not Melchizedek himself, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment. Fleshly commandment meaning biological blood, and only Levi, the Aaron's descendant, were qualified to be high priest. So Aaron also, came from Levi. But according to the power of endless of life, power of endless life meaning eternal life. So Melchizedek, talking about the Psalm chapter 110 verse 4, here, for God testifies, here, power of endless life, God testifies, you are a priest forever. You, who is you, Jesus Christ, are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ came according to Melchizedek order, not, Levi, the fleshly order or biological order, which meaning if a Levi, certain person, is dead, that person office role would end, right? But new living person would take over the dead person's office role. That is a kind of the fleshly commandment, which means during his physical life, he as a priest plays a role to worship God. So Psalm 110, verse 4, the Lord has sworn. Sworn, meaning that is author, swear, that is same meaning, the meaning unilateral, irrevocable promise. So God, unilaterally, irrevocable, or without change, give a promise to the people. Here has sworn, God gave an oath to whom? To Jesus, actually. And will not relent. Relent meaning will not change, will not breach his oath. You are a priest forever. You, Jesus, the coming from Judah, the first son of Jacob, not the third son, Levi of Jacob, you are a priest forever, according to the order Melchizedek. So, according to order Melchizedek, so this one is, we could see. For on the one hand, there is an annulling or cancellation of the former commandment, which meaning former biological priesthood commandment only coming from Levi, is canceled in the New Testament because of its weakness and unprofitless. That's a weak wedding, such as only during physical lifetime he can serve. So new living person continually would take over, that kind of a weakness. Unprofitless, which meaning whenever you commit a sin, you should bring sacrifice before God to priest. So that is one example. Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. Yom is a day. Kippur is atonement. So Kippur meaning covering, not cleanse away. So whenever you commit a sin, you should bring the sacrifice. So a lot of sacrifice needed, so you will commit a lot of sin. So that kind of thing. So also not taking away your sin, just covering, so unprofitably. So here law made nothing perfect, but the law is just covering sin, not taking away your sin completely. So Romans chapter 3, verse 20, just said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, God's sight. Deeds of the law, meaning keeping the law, you cannot become righteous. Because by the law is the knowledge of sin. Because the law plays a role of revelation of sin. So law teaches you how much you are, you know, sinners. You know, that's why, you know, that revealer of sin, that is law's function, not, you know, to become righteousness. Is not law function. Romans chapter 5 and verse 20, first part. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, because the law reveals more sin. More law reveals more sin. That's why the offense or the guilt might abound, you know, might be allowed to be plentiful. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Therefore, the law was our tutor or schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. How much I am guilty, so I need Christ. So close to Christ that we might be justified by faith. By faith alone, in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, God, you know, accounts us as righteous, as a just man. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor or under law. So we don't need it. We are not controlled by law. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. Better hope, you know, because just the faith alone, that's sufficient. We don't need, you know, anything, you know. That is better hope. Here, and in as much as he was nothing made a priest without an oath. So Jesus Christ has an oath, meaning, again, unilateral, irrevocable promise. You know, God gave a promise, you know, Psalm 110, verse 4, you know. God said, and the Lord has sworn to provide the oath, and will not relent, will not be changed. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So God gave oath. But the priest, only during his life, has no certain irrevocable, you know, promise at all. For they have become priests without an oath. No, certain author, not at all. But just, you know, Moses delivered the God's word, you know. The Levi, only Levi tribe descendant qualified to become priest, you know, to worship God, you know. That intercessional role between God and people, that's it. So, not like author, but he, with an author by him, he meaning Jesus, with an oath by God, who said to him, Jesus here, again, you know, 110, verse 4, book of Psalm, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, or will not change, or God's word is faithful, keep his word consistently. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. That is God's oath. So, verse 22, by so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Jesus is a better covenant. So, without Jesus, no better covenant. So, surety meaning 100% sure Jesus Christ provides a better covenant. So, compared to Old Testamental priesthood, Jesus eternal priest is better. So that is talks about, you know, Hebrews, you know, many way. So here the Hebrews chapter 7, first of all, chapter 7, verse 7, now beyond all contradiction, no contradiction, the last is blessed by the better. Here better meaning Melchizedek blessed the last, you know, Abraham. So the Levi, you know, coming from the Levi's descendants, Abraham's descendants. The Levi, actually great-grandson of Abraham. So great-grandson of Abraham's descendants were only qualified to be the priest. Now, but, you know, the Melchizedek, you know, blessed Abraham. To Levi's forefather, you know, Abraham. So Melchizedek, the higher position. So Melchizedek order, according to Melchizedek order, you know, Jesus become a priest. So Jesus is better. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 19. For the Lord made nothing perfect. Lord is just a temporal covering. On the other hand, there is the bringing in a better hope. So because we have an eternal life, you know, whenever we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, our sin was completely forgiven, not only past tense, present tense, or even future tense. So future tense, you know, Jesus still, you know, alive, you know, forever, 24 hours. Even if we wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, we pray by Jesus' name, the high priest intercessor to God. So God, you know, would forgive our sin completely, because Jesus' resurrection, you know, is the future, you know, our sin also, you know, completely cleans away, you know, or, you know, beat up, you know. That's why we could, you know, ask him. Also, better hope than in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 here, we just read, be so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant, you know, New Testament. So we don't need, you know, the daily, you know, sacrifice, because a human being, you know, committed sin daily. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, speaking of Jesus, having become so much better than the angels, so better than angels, because Jesus is God and angels, creatures, Jesus is greater, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So Jesus is better than the angel, so Jesus is not Michael, the archangel. Michael is an angel. So Jesus is not an angel. Jesus is God. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, for now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. Jesus' intercession ministry as a high priest, in as much as he is as a mediator, right here, mediator. Mediator way between God and people, God and believers. Mediator of a better covenant, or a new covenant, which was established on better promises. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these. In the Old Testament, you know, in order to the worship God, you know, the priest needed cleanse, you know, their own sin, you know. So also a lot of the sacred the tools, you know, vase, incense, also the sacrifice. You know, ceremony was required, you know, because that is a copy, not original. But the heavenly thing, original, themselves with better sacrifice than this. So heavenly thing, original, and you know, always holy, so they don't need, you know, the sacrifice. But Jesus Christ, you know, dwell in the heavenly place right now. So we don't need any sacrificial, you know, ceremony for the offering, sacrifice offering. So we don't need that, you know, burnt offering or peace offering, you know, whatever. Chapter 10, verse 34, for you had a compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better, here better, and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Sometimes you feel in chain, you know, certain suffering, or your goods, you know, might be stolen by somebody, but you should be joyful. Why? Because we have a better enduring possession where in heaven. No thief couldn't steal, you know, enduring possession in heavenly place. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 16. But now they desire better, right here, better. That is heavenly country. So we'll go into heavenly country. or kingdom of God. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Jesus God prepared the heavenly country, heavenly city for us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 35, women received their dead raised to life again. That is in the Old Testament, one example, Elisha. Elisha, the one kid was dead by a sun shock, but Elijah, with God's power, raised the dead boy to be alive, to life again. But others were tortured, which means others were tortured, others were martyred, not accepting deliverance, but they might obtain a better resurrection. So better resurrection when Jesus is coming again in heaven by rapture, better resurrection through Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 40, God having provided something better for us, for Christians, that they would not be made perfect apart from us. They meaning the believers who were dead in the Old Testament. So Old Testament, that time, Lord Jesus Christ came up yet. That time, the gospel was a mystery. So better is something better, better testament, better covenant, better New Testament. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, to Jesus the mediator, again, between God and people, the new covenant, here new covenant, and to be blood of sprinkling that speaks better thing than that of Abel. Abel is was innocent blood, was killed by his brother, right? So that is the better thing, because Jesus' blood, no sinner, but Jesus himself is a sacrifice, completely once and perfect, better thing. So we see, the better thing right here. Then, verse 23, and there were many priests. In the Old Testament, many priests became, they were prevented by death from continuing. Yeah, obviously prevented by death. The physical death, could not play a role of priest's law. So, but Jesus, because he continues forever, and an unchangeable priesthood, so not changed. But the Old Testament after that, so new person as a priest, the bloodline coming from Levi would have become priest, so changed, new person. So, but no changed, so here eternal priesthood. Therefore, Jesus, he is also able to save to the uttermost of those who come to God through him. Uttermost, such as a miserable, sinner, like a first degree murder, or uttermost, or a miserable situation, miserable, difficult, all of them, the Jesus Christ able to save. Only those people accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's it. Only faith is required, Savior, who come to God through him, through Jesus, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So Jesus and intercession. Here, John chapter 14, verse 6, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. So no other way except Jesus. Only through Jesus you could be saved. Only through Jesus your sin would be completely cleansed away in the past tense, present tense, future tense. John chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, or truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. So no other way, no before me, only Jesus Christ, the way to have a relationship with God, or to save, or to become righteous. Intercession, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, 18. Intercession is, therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren. So Jesus like his brethren when Jesus came into the earth through the Virgin Mary. He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God. Merciful meaning to forgive our sins. Merciful, faithful, keep his word without change in things pertaining to God. To make a propitiation for the sins of the people. Jesus is sacrificed by himself to cleanse away our sin, not just cover. For in that he himself had suffered, right? Because being tempted. So we know that Jesus were tempted by Satan, you know, after water baptism, after baptism, right? So, he is able to aid those who are tempted. So he, Jesus had experienced the sinful temptation, although Jesus is not sinner. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. So why? Because Jesus experienced, Jesus understood our weakness. Because Jesus came here as a human being. You know, and but was in all points tempted as we are. So Jesus understand, Jesus experienced in our situation fully. Yet without sin, without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, boldly or courageously, that we may obtain mercy and find grace help in time of need. In time, so whenever you commit sin, whenever you face a terrible circumstances, you may ask God and help me. So Jesus will give grace and mercy to forgive. That is that's a great word. We may obtain, may allow, obtain mercy, you know, forgive our sin, grace, resolution to help in time of need, whenever we want time of need, or commit the sin, or face in terrible circumstances. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true. So not like in the Old Testament, the sanctuary, holy place, that is a copy of true, original, in heavenly place. But into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus Christ, heaven itself, you know, the, as a high priest and in the appearance of God, you know. So that's why, you know, Jesus is a better. Verse 26, for such a high priest in Jesus was a fitting for us, who is holy, Jesus is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Why? Jesus created heavens, not higher than heavens. Verse 27, who does not need daily, as those high priests, because a human being, you know, commit daily sin daily, those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first his own sins, and then for the people's, you know, because high priest in the Old Testament is also human being, also sinner. So that is the kind of thing, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 3-11, here Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself. So make a covering his sin for himself and for his house, his family. Then he shall take two goats for the people. So first of all, you know, own sin, then is for the people. For this he did once, Jesus Christ did once for all when he offered up himself. Jesus himself offered, you know, as a sacrifice to him. Who is not sinner, but innocent. For the law appoints as a high priest. Law, you know, the Old Testament law, high priest, plural. Because until, you know, the his death, high priest man who have weakness. Weakness, you know, the limited to physical life, or, you know, so, his own, you know, the sin offering is required too. But the word of the oath or the promise of God, which came after the law in the New Testament coming, grace relationship, not in a law relation, legal relation, after the law, after the legal relationship, after the law, commandment, appoints the Son of God, who has been perfect forever. Perfect forever. So let's see two questions. In verse 15, and it is yet far more evident if, in the likeness of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Another priest meaning Jesus Christ, which means another priest is not Melchizedek, because Melchizedek, another priest is like Melchizedek. Another priest is not Melchizedek, but like Melchizedek, according to Melchizedek order, Jesus Christ coming, not according to order of Levi. Question 2, in verse 21, for they have become priests, plural, not only one person, a lot of people, without an oath, without, you know, God's promise, unilateral God's, but he, Jesus Christ, with an oath, with God's promise by him, by God, who said to him, who said to Jesus, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, cited by Psalm chapter 110, verse 4. What does this verse mean? So Jesus Christ come by God's promise, God's oath, Jesus become high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, not, you know, to Abraham's great-grandson, you know, Levi's, you know, descendants. In verse 22, by so much more, Jesus has become a surety for a better testament or a better covenant. Give example of the better thing in this chapter, extending to the other chapters in the Hebrews books. We already, you know, talks about that, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, you know, better than the angel, chapter 8, verse 6, more excellent ministry, mediator of a better covenant. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23, better sacrifices. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, a better that is a heavenly country. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35, a better resurrection. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, something better for us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, better things than death of Abel. So many, you know, better things. So we could see that. Okay. Let's sing song, you know, all together. Amazing grace. So we will finish the Bible study. God bless you richly. Bye.